Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Now that Laura can listen, we're all...
Hey, I can hear
things.
Hey,
there you are.
There I am.
Sometimes we have to rewire at 6 a.m. because
it's
the
cool.
Gremlins are perhaps the ghosts of the Native
gremlins.
Americans high atop this Indian burial ground.
I keep telling Sam Tyler not to feed anything after midnight.
It's probably a good idea. Tom and Laura, at about 6:15, we have to tell the story of Billy and Laura.
Aw, we do?
It's a new love story.
Stop it.
Sure, there's Murphy the Morning Show dog.
There is.
He's a celeb. Mm-hmm. And there's MacGyver, sometimes the misunderstood meathead.
Yes, 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 indeed.
But now, temporary or not, we don't know yet.
No, it's temporary.
Oh, sure it is. There's the story of Laura and Billy.
I'm helping out a friend, that's all.
Saw the video on social media, adorable.
Yes.
He's a weird-looking, wonderful-looking dog.
He's a little wiener dog.
He looks like a wiener dog, except he's a little taller and he's black.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's not that usual reddish-brown wiener
dog. He's a good-looking boy. Billy is in need of a foster home. So a good friend of mine, actually, it's her buddy who's in his 80s. He got sick. He ended up in the mm-hmm. hospital. He's doing well now,
mm-hmm.
on his way to coming back home, hopefully. But she's taking a vacation.
So she was taking care of Billy for whatever, how long? Weeks?
Yep, yep,
months,
a couple
whatever.
Weeks now, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But she had this vacation planned, and she reached out for someone to help. And guess who helped? Of course! Laura did!
Stop it.
Now, I'm watching the video last night, and sure, there's a tear in my eye, and this music is perfect for the moment.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Your husband, Keith...
He's so big, and the dog is so small.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is. But he seemed like he was enjoying himself. Oh, not so much Billy. Keith!
Keith actually and Billy bonded right away. And I don't know if it's because Billy's owner, like he lives with a man. That's his owner, an older gentleman.
Okay.
But Billy decided right out the gate, Keith's lap was the place to be. But then I kid you not, last night he slept in bed between us.
First night, he crawled into the bed.
Yep, he was like, this is my spot. I was like, okay.
You think that's because of his owner?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The story of Billy.
He's awesome.
Take a look on social media if you are able. And the big question would be, does Billy visit the 94KX studio?
Well, I think he could.
Maybe next week?
Although he is a little bit of a barker.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But I think maybe next week. I don't know if I could handle, multiple dogs. So maybe we'll, take turns and Billy could visit one day and, maybe Murphy could visit another day.
When you said take turns, I was like, wait, don't get me involved in this.
No.
Unless you bring MacGyver and all three boys are here on the couch at the same time.
I mean, we could.
It could be the show to end all shows.
It really could be. Also, it could be the show that gets us fired.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Either way, no, Billy needs a little bit of a bath. We're going to take care of that.
So he came a little smelly.
Yeah, that's okay, because he was at a kennel. All good. Dogs are dogs, but he's super duper cute.
All right. So stay with us, friends. Next week, more on the love story of all time.
No, it's not.
Billy and Laura.
We're just fostering.
Right.
Stop it.
Billy and Laura. I mean, Tom and Laura.
Oh, there it is. 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Okay, that didn't work either this morning. We're supposed to go right into the fact that today is a special day.
I got in the habit of working at home and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on casual Friday? Two post-its and a sugar packet?
To look that way, like a little tiny suit.
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual.
Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Haven't we been doing that for the past year?
Exactly why this old song from the Quarantunes is just not fitting, because there's so many days that come up on the calendar that we like to visit every morning, mm-hmm. like National Hug Day. No. National Kiss a Stranger Day. No. National Twiddly-Dee Twiddly-Dum with your fingers day.
No!
Nope.
So wear your pajamas to work day. There are those that are still, they're not back to work. And then we're kind of comfortable every day anyway.
There are some people who, dare I say it, will never return to the office because right? The office has been permanently closed because mm-hmm. companies figured out that people are, one, more productive, mm-hmm. and two, it's actually cheaper for them to have them work remotely.
Yeah. So maybe you are that person. Even realtor companies and bank financing companies are starting to put that on TV. Like, mm-hmm. now that you could work from wherever, time to move out of the city and buy a house in the suburb. And right. I'm like watching these TV commercials and I'm like, wow. So, okay.
We're comfy every day, though. I mean, now there are days when we have to dress up and then we complain about it because we're on the radio. So it doesn't matter really what we look like.
That's true.
And be like, oh, do you have a big boy meeting later? Why do you have on a sport coat, Tom?
Yeah, and why do you have, why are you all dressed up, the hair and everything? You got a big girl meeting today?
Exactly.
And we say, yeah.
Yes.
So today, if you can wear your pajamas, you might remember this old quarantine song as well, from Panama to Sweet Home in My Pajamas. So, working at home in jammies, that's good. If you could go to work in it, I don't know if I'd want to see some people here in this building.
I mean, some people wear what I'm wearing to bed. I just have on leggings and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, there you go. So as long as they don't actually wear, like, do you want to see, like, Mark Lawrence in Spider-Man pajamas?
In a negligee?
Yeah, that too? No.
No, thank you.
No, news is next with Mark, and he's fully clothed.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, so Tom, you know how I love to go hiking.
Yeah, in any country, actually.
Yes, actually. Well, recently, a gentleman out near Los Angeles went hiking and got stranded overnight.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He texted a photo to a friend of his legs dangling off a rock overlooking a canyon.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was so lost, he got concerned, and he was like, here's where I am, but my phone is dying. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, my.
Well, there's this dude named Ben.
Hi, Ben.
He has a weird hobby where he enjoys looking at random photos to see if he can figure out where they're taken.
I've got a very weird hobby, which is I love taking a look at photos and figuring out where they're taken.
So that's when we asked our Air Rescue 5 to go and check out that area and see if they saw anything. And, you know, lo and behold, we were able to find them.
I don't know if I could make it there another day. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it, everything that you did.
So let me get this right. I could take a picture of RD-12 Northumberland and he'd figure out where I am?
Yes.
That's pretty cool,
yes,
actually.
It doesn't matter where in the country the photo is taken. Ben loves figuring out where the pictures are. This is now the third or fourth time that he has actually been of assistance in locating a missing person.
That's weird, but good news.
But good news.
Yeah.
Good news. Up next, this happened back in January, but the video is now just going viral. A high school biology teacher in Maryland named Wendy, she was doing a Zoom class, and she thought that there was something wrong because every single screen was black. She couldn't see any of her students.
That's a mass hookie right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something good?
It was something awesome.
No one's on camera right now.
Well, the whole class wanted to thank you for being such a warm and bright and happy person during this whole semester.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. Oh, thank you guys. That's so sweet. I very much appreciate it. Thank you, Miss Franklin.
We, like, couldn't have done it without you, you know? You're just such a great teacher.
That thank you message nearly made my heart explode with gratitude.
My heart is going to explode.
They turned on their cameras one by one, and every single student in the class was holding up a handmade sign decorated pretty colors that said, thank you.
And now this happened back in January.
It
could still happen today,
it
kids.
Absolutely.
Do it for your teachers.
Do it for your teachers. This has been a rough year. And last but not least, this is kind of cool. There is an island in the middle of a lake in Kenya that's basically sinking.
Uh-oh.
The water has been rising for years. There is a family of 9 giraffes that live there.
Okay.
They've been relocating them one by one using a giraffe. Google it, friends. It is
so
fun.
Cool.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura.
94.1 WQKX.
Making way for news and then Flashback Friday on the way. But first, it's the Wise Market fresh food find of the day.
I am feeling summertime.
I'm feeling tropical drinks today. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, okay. All right. We can start happy hour a little early if you want to.
Cloudy and cool today. I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling spring turning into summer, tropical. I'm thinking pineapple. I'm thinking watermelon. I'm thinking, I don't know, stuff with peaches in it. Just do it.
Ooh, all right. Well, guess what? You just named one of the Wise fresh food finds of the week.
Okay.
The last one for this week, which is seedless watermelon.
Are they, you could still find them in Wise Market? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, very cool. Yeah, they bring them up from Florida.
Yeah, people think it's not watermelon season. Remember that. Seedless watermelons, huh?
Seedless watermelons, that's what you need to remember for the Wise Fresh Food Find. And later on today, maybe Mark Stevens, maybe Chad Evans, maybe Sam Tyler, who knows, will ask you for that item. If you are the correct caller, $25 to our friends at Wise Markets could be yours.
Wow, a nice little gift card to take into the weekend.
Seedless watermelon.
And that comes from Laura, the person who always eats right. Notice I don't do the food item of the day.
I try.
Laura does it.
Although I had chicken nuggets for dinner last night.
Yeah. Okay, we won't talk about that. Hey, I'm trying to pump you up.
I had that with salad.
Oh, on top of it, you throw them in the salad?
Yep.
There you go. That's
technically, they were like chicken patties.
Yeah, it all
And I like diced it up. I wanted like a little breaded chicken moment. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Hey, that takes us to a quick cut of viral comedy. A woman who decides to eat some banana bread because it said on the banana bread, edible banana and nut bread. She thought edible meant gluten-free.
Oh, no.
So she ate it.
This is the worst thing that I've ever done. It said edible banana nut bread. I thought edible meant gluten-free. And it sinks in. Edible meant pot. It hit me like a sledgehammer. One of the bad effects pot has on me is paranoia. Maybe I don't eat a half. Oh, I ate a half of a slice, thank God. Maybe.
Maybe. I hope I didn't eat a slice and a half.
I mean, it feels like LST or something like that.
What?
What that feels like.
No, you don't. Calm down. It's going to be okay. I hope she was kidding, but that's funny,
my gosh,
viral comedy.
Is that funny?
So, Laura, read your labels, right? It's one thing you always say.
Yes.
But to this lady, understand what the label means.
I was going to say she read it, but she clearly misinterpreted what the word edible meant on a package.
Today's viral comedy.
With Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
The future of the Johnson & Johnson shot remains unclear, but just the decision to pause is having an impact.
It's not just the way I got vaccinated.
Wait.
You can what?
It's not that they let me cut the line.
What is this? I love this song.
I like the song too, but
right before the nurse put the needle in my arm.
The quarantines may have gone too far.
Somebody stepped in and said it might do me harm.
No, guys, no, stop.
Should have done Pfizer, because now they've decided to say.
Oh, boy.
Johnson & Johnson ain't fine.
Oh, no.
Hold the line.
It's okay.
They gotta do some more tests.
Safety first.
Safety first. Guys, safety first. Thank you. It's okay what Johnson & Johnson did. They're just going to stop the production line and take a look. So people who had the Johnson & Johnson, don't panic.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a very rare occurrence. I think that we have to point that out. But I honest to God didn't even realize that the real Toto song was over until I heard the news lady talking.
Hold the line!
I was like, wait, this is not the song. And I love that song.
There you go. Quarantine's doing a Hold the Line on J&J. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. We will take more requests. They don't have to be quarantines, please. They don't
have to be. Although, of course, the Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Already getting some requests on the 94KX Facebook page, which is super awesome.
This guy, Mike.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
I got a guy crush on this guy, Mike, now.
He comes up with the best request.
Now, that's not to say that anybody else calling in, because we like Brian down there in the Harrisburg area.
We do.
But he's more of a stumper kind of guy. Could you play a song from 1957?
Where's our buddy Brian from Mount Carmel?
Oh, I mixed him up. Paul is
from down there.
Brian, if you're listening, buddy, call us.
Call us. We haven't heard from you in a while.
We miss you.
Also, I'm expecting a Mattson text message any moment.
Mattson is another good one.
And then we also can talk about what he failed to mention yesterday was to me. And I'm a little bit miffed.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're miffed at Mattson? You can be. He's one of our favorites.
And I'm
going
to mention it on the radio, and I waited specifically until after 7 a.m. because I knew that he would be awake.
Okay.
And he would be listening.
Snap to attention, Mattson. It's your turn on the burner. And here comes the calls now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, keep the calls coming. It's Flashback Friday.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94K.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Now that the ramp was finished, General Lee was raring to take off like the Yankees at Manassas. That's Bull Run, all you folks up north.
Don't try this at home! No, 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 no! What show was that?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Bing, 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 we have a winner. That is the voice of Waylon Jennings on our Flashback Friday audio trip. And, yeah, unfortunately, it really happened, and this could qualify for, and there it is,
a man
in
Florida,
Daytona Beach, yeah. He was driving his SUV and decided to crash through two traffic arms and jump a drawbridge.
Oh, no.
That was going up. You know what the sad part is? He made it. But he still got arrested on the other side.
Of course. No. We don't. We don't. We can't do that.
There's a little Flashback Friday audio, and here's another one, believe it or not.
Harry Potter.
There it is. Very good. She always whistles along. Don't worry about it, friends. That's the Harry Potter theme. Believe it or not, a real live... Okay, that's hurting my ears.
Sorry.
A real-life Professor Snape, believe it or not, is working and currently leading a COVID vaccine team in the UK.
Oh, is he the master of potions?
I guess.
Professor?
His name is Professor Matthew Snape.
No way.
And everyone's comparing him to the Alan Rickman character from the movies. Mr. Potter.
Oh, my gosh. Alan Rickman was the best.
It appears as though
I will teach you how to
have a celebrity
bottle death security stopper in. Oh my gosh, those movies! Now I have to go watch Harry Potter.
There you go. Do it this weekend. Flashback Friday audio. Movie Mike in the house. That is from Mike, a different Mike. And sure, it was George Michael, but he went by the name Dion Estes, the bass player for George Michael. George may have helped him out a little bit on
this. Probably a tiny bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Cool song, though. Mike, any new movies?
There are no new movies this week.
Oh, and you got a review?
I do have a review, yes, but there are no new movies opening this week.
All right, since there isn't anything new, let's take a look at some bad movie tweets.
Well, I thought I'd share some of my favorite describe a movie badly responses from you guys. This first one's from @DrDemonic. He said, Harry Potter, 11-year-old orphan gets kidnapped, sent to magic camp, and ends up murdering one of his counselors.
That sounds about right.
Accurate. Okay.
This one's from @TheHenryKane. He says, Castaway, Tom Hanks takes social distancing to the extreme.
Well said!
This one's from @Stagosaurus. He says, Star Wars, a deadbeat dad tries to reconnect with his kid.
Never thought of it that way.
Me either.
This one's from @PattyMurin. She says, Frozen, woman accidentally causes a deadly ice age and in response makes herself a cool dress instead of saving humanity.
Laura?
Listen,
this
no
one's
comment.
From @Argenta47, she says, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Unsupervised children sit down for a meal prepared by their dog.
I love it.
This one's from @1668Leah. She says, Thelma and Louise, sleep with Brad Pitt, bucket list done, throw self off cliff.
Perfect.
Spoiler alert.
This one's from MarissaRosie22. She says, Fast and Furious, a ball guy teams up with a ball guy to fight a ball guy.
It's so true.
That's Lars' movie.
This one's from @JoffreyHMusic. He says, Grease, High School Musical, but they're 30.
Yeah.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
In Voyagers, Earth's resources are being depleted, so mankind is on the verge of being wiped out. A group of young adults, scientifically bred to have enhanced intelligence, is headed to a new planet that could sustain life. During the trip, they discover they've unknowingly been given a drug to control their emotions and repress their sexual urges. Many in the group stop taking the drug, and all kinds of horny hijinks ensue. Ty Sheridan and Lily Rose Depp play two of the crew members, and Colin Farrell is the only adult on board. Mm-hmm. What I've just described could make for a really compelling drama. Imagine reaching early adulthood and experiencing attraction, love, and sexual pleasure for the first time and not knowing how to handle any of it.
Mm.
Unfortunately, Voyagers doesn't trust itself with that idea. It throws in a dumb subplot about whether an alien has made its way onto the ship and another one about a rivalry between two of the characters. By the last act, the movie has become Lord of the Flies in outer space with both guys fighting for control of the crew's loyalty. Who wants to see that stuff when there's a bunch of sex-crazed 20-somethings running around? Not me. The movie looks great, and it's kind of interesting when it sticks to its core premise. Unfortunately, it doesn't do that nearly enough, and that becomes frustrating. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 aphrodisiacs.
Maybe the only time we've ever heard Movie Mike say horny hijinks.
Yes, I knew you guys would like that terminology. So.
The alliteration is astounding.
And the hope for the weekend is even better.
I don't know if I'll be watching that movie.
It should have been rated R, it should have been edgier, and it should have focused on what it's supposed to be about rather than all the other stuff.
There it is.
Mike, thanks so much, and thanks for the dance, too. It was
my pleasure. I'm glad it's out there. I must not watch it myself again because I'm now traumatized.
You take
but
great.
I hope other people like it.
Everyone, get in a good Friday mood. Watch Movie Mike walking like an Egyptian.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura. Good feeling dancing on the ceiling. One lucky teacher is going to be dancing about in just a few minutes because we've got Colleen from Service First with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Colleen?
It is going great. How's it going with you guys?
Oh, we're great.
Yeah, especially on a Friday. You know, we have a Flashback Friday. We play, like, these great flashback songs. And then we have these extra occasions, like Outstanding Teacher Awards.
I know. It's such an exciting time on Fridays. And I have to tell you, I've been jamming out all morning to Flashback Friday.
We were definitely walking like Egyptians in the studio this morning already.
Yeah, among other
things. I would have loved to see that.
Oh, you will. Laura's working on the video.
Head to social media, friend. Head to social media. Now, today we're giving yet another $1,000 to a very deserving local teacher. It's our Outstanding Teacher Awards, and a big thank you to Service First Federal Credit Union for partnering once again this year to help make someone's day in a local school district.
Where are we going today, Colleen?
We are going to the Bloomsburg Area School District today.
Ooh,
all right. Okay. And what subject does the teacher teach?
Music, chorus, band, and drama. Oh, I'm loving this already.
I have a feeling that narrows the list down at Bloomsburg, right?
Today's teacher, are we ready?
Yes.
We are. Here's the drum roll.
Today's teacher is Tim Latshaw from the Bloomsburg School District, and he teaches K through 12. Again, music, chorus, band, and drama, which is just amazing.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Now, Colleen, we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Latshaw. His first name is Tim, and his students just love him so much. They say he is such an engaging teacher. He cares so much about the kids, gets them excited about learning music. He's presently putting on 4 mini plays with the drama club. The people who emailed in about Mr. Latshaw just couldn't say enough good things about him.
I agree. I mean, just Mr. Latshaw loves what he does. He passes it on to his students. What more can you ask for? And, you know, he's keeping the arts alive and getting music out and drama. Just such great, great things for the students to be focused on, especially during such a crazy time.
Yeah, and some crazy money going to all those clubs and classes and departments that he works with, right?
Absolutely. So we will be donating $1,000 to the club organization at the school of Mr. Latshaw's choice. So we're really excited to be able to do that.
Congratulations, Mr. Latshaw. And Colleen, thank you so much for calling us yet again. It's our second week of the Outstanding Teacher Awards. If you have a teacher that you would like to nominate, of course, you can head to WQKX.com. And a huge thank you, as always, to our partners in Outstanding Teacher, Service First Federal Credit Union.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye, Colleen.
Bye.
Flashback Friday from the album Main Course in the 70s pre-disco, or was this the lead into disco? Jive talking. Hey, no jiving. We got our outstanding teacher, Tim Latshaw, on the phone. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Um, I know it's tough because you do so much for so many kids in so many different departments. Do you have any idea where your $1,000 service first check is going?
Oh, that's terribly exciting. Yes, to the drama department.
Yay! Oh, yay! Mr. Latchaw, your students had such wonderful things to say about you. We're so excited to hear from you this morning and so happy that you're receiving $1,000 from Service First Federal Credit Union. Your students just said that you are so engaging and kind and that you really, really do dedicate yourself to everything you do at the school.
Oh, thanks. They're sweet kids. They're good kids. You know, you can only do amazing things with good stock. And these kids are really fantastic.
Let's
hear it. I love the kids of the Bloomsburg School District.
Yeah, yay! Panther Nation!
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
All right, Laura's doing something new today. Not right now, but she's doing something new today, and it's like, let's go shopping!
Woohoo!
And let's look for something with Laura!
Actually,
tell me how this works.
I had a really, really nice day yesterday.
Okay.
Myself and we like to call her D-Nice.
D-Nice was towing along.
D-Nice, she's one of our marketing representatives here at SBC Media Partners. And Community Aid reached out to us and they were like, hey, we know that thrifting has become a thing, but we don't know how to tell people about it. And we were like, well, you know what? How about we help you out with that?
Okay, so we love Community Aid.
Yes. You and I, we've gone there together. Me and Sean Carey, we've gone there together.
Sean Carey?
I did. It was super fun. It was for an old school jam when he dressed like Fred.
Oh, when we did the Scooby-Doo thing.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that now. So my favorite part of the store is the back left corner where you find just about everything.
Here's the thing. Yesterday, I went in and the thrifted finds that I was able to come home with were quite extraordinary. So, Lures, look what I found is pretty much every other Friday, I'm going to get to take a trip to Community Aid and then share on social media the really cool stuff that I sort of uncover, if you will, at Community Aid.
So we are calling it Look What I Found with Laura?
Look What I Found with Laura at Community Aid in Salins Grove. Of course, it's right there on the strip. But here's the thing that I really want to hit home.
Okay.
Community Aid, when you listen to their commercials, right, it says neighbors helping neighbors, blah, 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 blah. No, they really do.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, smoke and mirrors.
And that's why I was super excited to get involved with this particular promotion. Because Community Aid really is neighbors helping neighbors. And the money that is spent inside of that gorgeous, gigantic, super organized thrift store, right, actually then goes and stays right here in the community. It helps out the Union Center Community Action Agency. It goes to folks who are really struggling right now, especially post-COVID pandemic.
Yes.
So we like to have fun and we're going to joke about like my cute mom jeans that I found and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, Community Aid is unexpected.
Okay.
But it also really is neighbors helping neighbors.
Very cool. And it starts today?
It starts today. So after 9 o'clock, watch for a video on the 94KX Facebook page. It'll also be on my personal Facebook page as well as our Instagram page, provided that Facebook lets me do it.
Laura's, look what I found.
Woohoo! With Community Aid right here in Salins Grove and, of course, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Can you believe it? We're done already. What a quick, fast-moving, brisk kind of morning.
Listen, I don't even have time to gather myself for the thought for the day. I'm actually too busy creeping on Community Aid's Instagram page.
But that's good. That's good.
About the thrifted finds that I'm going to share with you and that also, like, just arrived.
Oh, so look what Laura found, like we were just talking about, at Community Aid. That's pretty cool. We did so much today. I want to chastise our promotions director. She gives us too much to do. But anyway.
Is that because the promotions coordinator may or may not be sitting on the couch in the studio right now.
Yeah, she just waved at me. And I can't tell if she's smiling from behind her mask, but...
She's smiling with her eyes.
There you go. Our Wise Market Fresh Food, hopefully you heard that, and you're going to keep that in your mind to win a $25 gift card. Congratulations to our Quest for the Castle qualifier. She was very excited, Stephanie from Sunbury. She was driving to work. Congratulations to our Teacher of the Week, our outstanding teacher from Bloomsburg, Tim Latshaw. He's going to give the money to the drama department at Bloom. Thanks, Colleen and Serviced First for checking in. Thanks to Community Aid for doing what they do for you with the Look What Laura Found video. And thanks to Movie Mike for dancing in the studio.
He walked like an Egyptian, like a boss today. Like a boss.
And we showed him the video. He got a little bit scared. He said he'd never watch himself dance ever again.
Today was a good Friday. Here's the thing. You know what? I found my thought for the day.
Okay.
And it's going to go back to Kelly. Thank you for calling in. I'm sorry that it was actually snowing.
Yeah. Snowing on the Natalie
but
Mountain.
But she mentioned tropical beverages. So my wish for everyone on this Friday, okay, whether it's alcoholic, non-alcoholic, or anything in between, mm-hmm, I hope everyone has a little bit of tropical flavor in their Friday.
I like it. Chad Evans is next. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.